All four suspects sought in the assault case of a WSU professor have now been arrested. The two final suspects were arrested this morning. With the latest on this story, we go now to Northwest Public Radio reporter Lucretia Quinn.
Shortly after 2 this morning, 22-year-old John Cabano Soriano turned himself in to Pullman police. A few hours later, 22-year-old Robert D. Bean surrendered to the Whitman County Sheriff's Office in nearby Colfax. Both men were wanted in connection with a late-night altercation that left Washington State University professor David Warner with a critical head injury. According to police, both suspects live in the Everett area and were visiting the campus the weekend of the March 30th assault. Court documents are shedding new light on the events of that night. Police say Warner's companion, a Lawrence McDonald, appeared, quote, extremely intoxicated and was making comments to passers-by that were, quote, not pleasant in nature. Police say the four suspects walked by, a verbal confrontation ensued, and the physical altercation followed soon after. Pullman Police Commander Chris Tennant.
The Whitman County prosecutor is going to be looking at this investigation, deciding, you know, who gets charged with what. And I just ask people to be patient.
Despite the arrests, no charges have been filed. All four suspects have been released without bail. Warner remains hospitalized in Spokane, his condition upgraded from critical to serious. For Northwest Public Radio, I'm Lucretia Quinn.